I think what you heard this morning in prayer really highlights one of the great things is that we, you know, our world needs healing. Our world needs hope. And, you know, that prayer, most of that was about healing. You know, whether it be a physical healing or an emotional healing. And so good morning to you. Welcome to church this morning. We're glad that you can be with us. You know, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I haven't been out of Melbourne, but I've been away and I kind of feel like I've been away forever. So I'm kind of glad to be back at our church. And yeah, well, thank you. Good. You know, as we look back on this year, and, you know, I remember at the last service, I said at the midnight service, I said, I'm glad that the year 2021 is coming to an end. And here we are in 2022, looking much like 2021 right now. The only difference is that the good news is that the COVID infection is starting to decline. And so I guess there's some good news coming out. But as I look back in this year, you know, last year, and I said it once before, we've learned a whole bunch of new words in our vocabulary. You know, words that we wouldn't normally use. The word pandemic is one that's used in a title of a movie. Social distancing. 2.5 years ago, I'd never heard such a word before. And I think that's a new word made up, by the way. I'd never heard of social distancing. COVID-19, never heard of that. Lockdown, we didn't talk about lockdown. And now it's in our vocabulary every day. Quarantine, we even have self-quarantine right now. Curfew, Dan Andrews. yeah, well, come on, get with it. You know, walking, you know, a deportation, jabs, transmission, and called herd immunity. So we've heard them all. And I remember, I don't know whether it was lockdown one, lockdown two, or three, four, or five, or six, but I remember as I used to walk along the street, and I'd go for my walk, and I'd have my mask on, I'd do all the right things. And as I'm walking down the street, you would see people 30 or 40 metres from me. They would go like this and go the other side of the street. You know, and people were fearful. And, you know, I think that people are frightened right now. I know people that will not come out of their house. I know a person that's had 27 COVID tests, never positive on one of them. It's there. Believe me, it's there. But see, what I'm saying is that people are living in fear. And the press perpetuates fear on a daily basis. Can't help themselves, Tony. Thank you. And by the way, the fear has taken its toll. You know, there are some that it has become so fearful and it's become too much for them and they've taken their lives. You know, I got I'm not sure in what lockdown it was, but I got a call on the phone, on my mobile, and I answered it, "This is John." And on the other end of the line, I couldn't understand or even, I just heard this man hysterically crying. Hysterical. And then when he calmed down a bit, I then found out who he was. And he was a man that I'd met for about 10 minutes. He lives in another state. We'll call him Fred. It's not his real name. And he was hysterical. And he said this, he said, "John, I've got my gun and I'm going to kill myself." And I said to him, "Fred, I want you to put the gun down and I want you to leave where you are and I want you to go where there's lots of people. And then I want you to call me." And he did. And so we had a chat on the phone. And I talked to him. I said, "You know, there's hope. There is hope." Anyway, so over the weeks and the months, me and a couple of other associates were able to help him. And now he's back on top. And in fact, this man came to see me just before Christmas. Brought his son-in-law with him down from New South Wales. And he said to me, he looked me in the eye. And he said, "John, I love you." And he meant it with all his heart. And then when he left, he called his son over, son-in-law. And he said, "You know," he said, "I love this man." He said, John, you saved my life. I didn't save his life. God saved his life. God intervened in his life. And you see, people need to know, church, that there is a helping hand out there. People need to know that there is hope. People need to know there is healing. You listen to those prayers this morning. They're all about hope and healing. People want hope. Put up, if you would, Peter, Psalm 121. Put it up on the screen. And I've got it up there because it talks about where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. I'll read it to you. Anyway, we've given Psalm, everything that we read this morning is from the Psalm, so we're giving it a bit of a beating this morning. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, if he can make heaven and earth, he can certainly help us. Amen? Amen. Yeah, amen. Thank you. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you. He will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel and will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Is that an assurance or what? Yes, amen it is. You want to answer that question? He can do all things. No, absolutely not. We do the possible, he'll do the impossible. Amen? Good, thank you. You see, and now, so what I'm talking about is that we need hope and healing. So how will the world know about hope or healing? And the Bible says, put it up, Pete, for me. You all know this one. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach him to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the earth. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, does that mean you've got to get on a flight and go off to one of the poor countries? Does it mean you've got to, get on like Mel and Betty went as the missionaries over to New Guinea? No, not necessarily. Where is the world? And the world is right outside the door of the Brimbank Church of Christ. The world is in the coffee shop. You know, I just the other week, Margaret's been away for a few weeks, and I'd got out of my car, I just came out of a shop, and in the car park, someone beeped me. But I couldn't see them because of the reflection of the glass. But I knew they were beeping me. So I went across to the car, and it was a lady in that car, a very astute business lady. And my dealings with her and Margaret said, oh, hello, how are you? As we saw at the coffee shop, that's it. But she saw me, and so I went across. And what I did is I leaned on the mirror of her car. She was in a car, and I leaned on the mirror of the car like this, and we talked for about 20 minutes. And she started to unload and tell me her story. And I listened, just actively listened to what she was saying. And after she talked, and we talked for about 20 minutes. And then I hit her with a God story. I told her about a God story. And what she was really talking about is that, there are things that she wanted to do in her life. But she wanted to take that risk. And when I hear with the God story, she started to cry. And I said, these are my final words to you. And I believe it was a word from the Lord for her. I said, go do those things. Go do those things you want. Now, she's getting on in age. And as I said once before here, our life is but a mist. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's it, in comparison with eternity. So the world is right outside the door, in the car park of the supermarket, if you like. You see, the preaching of the gospel is not necessarily always demonstrated through words. Sometimes it can be just being there. Just being there with that person. You know, this is a very dramatic story, the story of Job. But it illustrates the point I want to make. Just being there. You know, see, Job was he was blameless and upright, according to the scriptures. And he was extremely wealthy. Your wealth back in those days was often measured in the amount of livestock you had. And he had thousands of sheep, camels, donkeys, and oxen. He was a pretty wealthy man. And he was an incredibly good father. And he would get up every morning early and offer sacrifices to God on behalf of his 10 children in case they had sinned. And the news come one day, and I'm just praising the whole story for you. The news came that someone had come along and killed his servants and taken all the livestock. And then more stuff came along where more livestock was taken and people were killed. And then came the most devastating news of all, that his 10 children were in a building having a party, and the building collapsed on top of them and killed all 10 of his children. And so Job ripped all his clothes and he sat in the dust and dirt and he poured dust over his head. And he sat there for 7 days and 7 nights. And his friends came along. And they saw him and they didn't recognize him. And they started to weep themselves. And he had boils at the base of his feet right to the top of his head. And what Job would do, he would get a tile and he would scrape them off. And I read something about the stench would have been unbelievable. But such was his anguish. And so these three friends come along. They then ripped their clothes and then poured dust over their heads as well. And they sat there with him for 7 days and 7 nights. And guess what? They never said a word. But it demonstrates just being there. And sometimes, you know, and we're talking about hope and healing. See, Job's hope was in the God of heaven. What did it say there in Psalm before? My help is from the Lord. Sometimes in our moment of need, sometimes it can be just as little as a hand on someone's shoulder. You see, sometimes no words are required. Just being there like Job's friends were. You know, many years ago, and for those who were here, and I don't know whether you remember, we had a fella from the Uniting Church from Cairn in Broadmeadows. And he came here, and on Christmas morning, Mark and I were up in Broadmeadows. I was born up in Broadmeadows, by the way, so be careful, I'll slash your tyres. All right? But I was brought up in Broadmeadows. Now, Broadmeadows was tough then, and it's really tough now. Now, we drove through there on Christmas morning at about 12:30, 12:45. And I want to tell you, that's a scary place. It's a tough, tough place up there. And but anyway, Evan came from the Uniting Church, Care Broadmeadows. And care about feeding the poor and things like that. And when he came, he did not mix his words with us. He said, you know what? He said, before you can preach to the poor and the hungry, he said, put food in their guts. And I thought, well, you're right, mate. You're right. The scripture says that the poor will always be with us. Now, we have a friend coming here in a couple of weeks. You may remember him. He's been here once before. His name is Josh Wilkins. He's from One Voice. I booked him. No excuses. He's coming. Remember the times before? He's twice, yeah. But Josh will be here. But he was one that enacted the gospel. And he went on the streets and lived on the streets for 9 months to find out what the poor needed. And he found out. They wanted to have some clean clothes. They wanted to have food in their gut. And he started One Voice. And now it's a national business or a national charity, if you like, backed by some of the, you know, very quietly by backed by Eldy and people like that. How wonderful is that? You know, it is the gospel in action. How will the poor know? So we're talking about hope and healing. And I believe, church, the Brimbank Church of Christ, if there's ever a need for hope in our community, it's now. I believe that if there's ever a need for healing in our community, it's now. There are so many people who need healing. Let's talk about hope for a moment. You know, I would believe that if we were really honest, even though we are committed Christians here, that some of us would say there have been times of despair. You know, where you've been so low. And I can tell you, I've been there. I've been there in the very depths of despair. You know, feeling that all was lost and there was no hope. And it does, and it didn't matter whatever way I turned, all the doors just closed tight. You know, when we go through deep stuff, and we all go through it at some time or another, we try to work it out by ourselves. And what we should have done is got God involved in the equation. You know, I'm going, after here, I'm going to see a dying man. Someone called me yesterday. Obviously non-Christians. They said, and what the woman said to me, how desperate this family must be to resort to prayer. Maybe they should have been there in the first place. Not the last. See, trust and hope are intertwined. A reminder from Psalm chapter 121. My help is from the Lord. Amen? Hope and healing is from our God. How will the world know? They will know because of you. Amen. I have, yes, thank you. I've got, I'm going to trust my technology this morning, but I've got this, you know, I'm a paper man. But I just wanted to, I have a couple of scriptures for you. Please, that would help me. What we might do before you go on, let's give you a microphone, otherwise other people can't hear you. Is that all right? Have we got a microphone anywhere? No. Use the microphone. 1, 2. Sorry, and stand up and put it close to your face. Right, put it close there.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. I'd like to comment, as I said, and or share about what you said, that it's often just being there. It's not the words. And I know some very personally, and I'm sure all of us hear about many people who are not, who haven't had any, I'm losing the word now, any vaccinations because of fear, the other word you mentioned about. Because of fear. Fear of what this vaccination might do to them, etc., etc. Wow. But what I would like to say and encourage all of us, and perhaps remind myself, that we need to at least use the technology of today, like a simple telephone, and make sure that we're there for them in this case, not just simply being there, but speak to them or listen to them. And they're suffering because they haven't been invited to see their friends and relatives for years now, and because they fear that maybe it's going to be a long time more. And please, one more thing I'd like to share with you about this, that sometimes these people, although they do not believe for different reasons that they're carrying this in them, they still do not there's still actually, I know quite a few now that refuse invitations of people who are not afraid of them and say, no, I'm sorry, I cannot come to see on this particular day because just in case at that party or at a place, somebody will be afraid of their presence. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Narelle, if you would. What I'd like to do now with you, I just want you to close your eyes. I want to read a couple of scriptures to you. And often, maybe it is, as I read through, it's about six, it'll only take me 2 minutes. But maybe there's something there, a scripture that will speak to you this morning. Something that you can hang on to. You know, when I've gone through my times of need, you know, there's always, you know, I used to have my mentor into ministry, the Reverend John Black, we call him Father John. Every time there was a need going on in my life, no one would tell him. But he would know, and he would ring me. And say, what's going on? And I'd say nothing. But there was lots going on. And then another pastor friend of mine rang me one time, and he gave me some scripture, and I've hung on to it for years. So maybe today, as I read through some scriptures for you, maybe there's one there that would stand out for you, which would apply to your life today. So let's close our eyes. And I'll read them slowly to you. In Jeremiah chapter 29 to verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope for the future. In Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 3 verses 12. Be joyful in hope, patience in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Psalm 147, 11. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 23, chapter 23, verse 18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Jeremiah 8, chapter 17. Verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those whose hope is in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And the last one. From Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Says this. Be strong and courageous. And do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you today for your love and for your power, for the opportunity to come into your home, into this house, a house of prayer. And Lord, I pray for every person here that, Lord, maybe one of those scriptures was for them today. And they can go into the world, Lord, and touch others. Lord, how will they know? They will know because of us. And Lord, I pray that maybe you will put just those gentle opportunities in our way to share the goodness of God, the hope of God, the healing of God amongst your people. And Lord, there would be folk here today that would be carrying burdens upon their mind. And Lord, would it be that you could just lift that burden from their mind and from their shoulders? And Lord, they could leave this place today with the confidence and the hope that they have in you. And Lord, you heard us pray earlier on via Greg for all those dire needs of families and friends that need a touch of healing upon their life, a sense of hope in their life, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray that you would remember them again as we remind you of them right now. And Lord, for the Brimbank Church of Christ and its people, and just the generosity and the willingness of these people here, we bless you. And so, Lord, this day, go with us as we go into the world. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All right, please stand if you would, please.